He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And just very briefly, saints, we like to just look at, as a thought, a partial or a part of what David said God does for him. And he does it for his name's sake. For his name's sake. You know, there's a term that's used today. A while ago I mentioned it. It's in our society right now, our culture, that is used to identify and to exemplify the content, the character of different organizations and entities that seek to speak towards their integrity. Now, we use a few words there, but basically, it speaks about those who seek to give you some sense or cause you to trust what their makeup is and how and what way you should be able to trust them. And by virtue of that, some of them pay it forward, meaning this, that they come up with certain, or either they either come up with a name or they continue a name that has already established itself as a name you could trust. Are you with me here? I mean, there's some of them you don't have to have a whole lot of commercials because they've already identified themselves throughout many decades of service. And so consequently, sometimes all you need to do is just say it. And they're right. There's some athletes, you don't say their last name. Amen. Their brand is just their first name. Yes, they have gotten renowned by virtue of things they have done and accomplished. And thus, again, they took another step. Some of them have taken another step than making not just their name in terms of what comes on their mail, but they develop what they call their brand. Are you with me here? Now, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all see it all over the place. Some of the clothes you buy. Amen. That's right. Some of the clothes you buy. You don't even realize sometimes what went into what you're buying. Amen. We just go pay for it. Ain't that right? But see, that's not how they think. They know that they had to spend, you might spend $39.99, but they had to spend $399,000 to get it on the market. So it took them a whole lot. They put in a whole lot again. And listen to me. Nowadays, with the proliferation of the web, and all that goes on, the speed in which media and things get to our minds, not just to our mail, but to our minds, they know they only got a certain amount of time with you. So they spend millions of dollars to capture about 15 seconds of your thinking. Knowing, however, too, that the others are doing the same thing at the same time. Ain't that right? Some of us, we can't stay awake sometimes, not y'all, for about 10 feet. Our attention span has begun to go down. But they count on holding your attention for about 15 to 30. You notice that. The commercials, again, they're getting shorter because they know that they've already developed a law in our attention. That's right. Your mind, again, all of the God has done for our minds, the way he made, they still can't figure out that thing God made called our brain, our mind. And I say, well, mind is one thing. Mind is how you think. The brain is a natural biological entity that interrelates with all the rest of you. But then, see, they can't get into all of that, but they try to get as much as they can. So they use that again because they want you to remember. Watch it now. They want you to remember not only what they've done, what they're doing, but also what's ahead. They want you to keep their name in your mind. Amen. That's right. And not only that, they get to the place where they want you to think that you are, no. They are doing you a favor. Yeah, they want you to think that they're doing you a favor, that they are changing your life for the better. Ain't that right? Amen. Oh, y'all know it's the truth. Yes. Amen. They don't you, y'all know it. Some of the things they put out, they already got the next one. Yep. In the boardroom. Yes, sir. They waiting for you to get tired of what you just bought. Then make you think they came up with something new to help you out when they had that new thing in the back of the room for about 2 years. Amen. But it don't make no sense for them to bring it out now because it'll compete what they already have. Amen. He said, Pastor, where you get all that? I ain't get all that from nowhere. It's common knowledge. But you see, they do that. Listen to me now. They don't necessarily always do that. I know there's some altruism with that. It means they want to do things for the good of you. But at the end of the day, it's just for their good. That's right. It's for their namesake. That's right. And see, competition is good. That's as long as somebody had a hold on the market, they can afford to treat you like they do.
Yes, sir.
That's right. You put they put a product out. You try to call them about it. They ain't gonna answer the phone. But once they find out somebody else is selling something, all of a sudden they got a big customer service. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? See, they have to put time in because they got a product. There's something they have to maintain. The level of whatever it is in terms of how well it serves you, they have to make sure that they go out of their way to keep you coming back. Ain't that right?
Yes, sir.
And so they have. And I thought about this because, again, the way society is and, again, how it facilitates itself and moves so fast. And the terminology they use, you can't even keep up with it. Wikipedia, they can't even keep up with it sometimes. And by the time you have gotten a hold of one thing, they done came up with something else. Y'all follow me here? So this term brand, you know, I thought that was something that was new. But, you know, when you put it together, it used to be they was concerned only about their name. They used to use the expression their name brand.
Yes, sir.
That's how you used to say it, ain't that right? But now it moved up. Now they talk about their brand. But you know what that is? That's just another term for what they already had been saying. They're concerned about their name brand. Ain't that right? Their name brand. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, brothers and sisters, that there is somebody who got a brand.
Yes,
he got a name brand.
Yeah.
But his has been around for a long time. A lot longer than all the rest of these folks.
Yes,
and the sad part about it is, as much as he has done, he still has to go out his way to keep our attention.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
He got a brand, he signs it J-E-H-O-V-A-H.
Yes,
in terms of when he wanted to abbreviate it, he has y'all don't hear me, Y-H-W-H. But later on, he said, "Now listen here, I got to bring it down a little tighter, a little closer, because they don't seem like they're getting it. I gave them a little something to go on, but then because I want them to know exactly what I mean and who I am, I'm going to bring it down. I'm just going to say J-E-S-U-S. I'm going to get back to that in a minute. But the psalmist in Psalms 23, if you look at it, you'll see it. No, you see where the psalmist is using the metaphor. That means he's using the example of something that's not exactly like something else, but is given a similar illustration to try to make a point. He's using the issue of the shepherd and the sheep. And we know this psalm, again, is historically saying not just for even believers, but folks just come, they go to this. Don't you know that the people who don't even know the Lord, that sometimes they'll open the psalms up for some measures of comfort. But you know what's even better is that you do that and you know the God of the psalm. It's one thing that want to seek to have some consideration with, but it's another thing when you know the God who made the psalm. And the psalmist here, and we say again, David, he's using this as a life metaphor. He's using it as an example. But I want you to see here that there's always a transition here. He starts off bringing us in to give us to understand how much like the shepherd and the sheep relationship is. But then he begins to transition away from that. He wants us to get to understand that this is a journey. It's a life journey. And it has its ups and its down, it's ins and it's out. But then at the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, is still God, the Lord. And he is, no matter what you go through, what's going on, how things are doing, how things are not doing, the Lord is my shepherd. And David begins, he begins to speak about how things are like-minded in terms of how he leads me and makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside still waters. And even here when he talks about how he restores my soul. But again, there's a start to be a transition here, because we know basically a sheep is an animal. Again, a sheep has instincts, and there's certain ways in which they react the way God created them. So there's some similarities here. But then it starts to become more like, again, David's actual life. He said he restores my soul, because the sheep always needs the shepherd's care. And again, the sheep, if you look at some of the way the sheep act, the sheep has a particularity. He gets in trouble. He makes trouble for himself. And when he's left alone, again, when he's in a vulnerable situation, the sheep can find himself not only upright, but also upside down. Do you know a sheep can't get back on his feet once it falls on his back? And so that's a sheep. But then when you transition and attach it to our own lives, he says he restores my soul. Yeah. And we went through that. And I'm not going to do it again. You can get it when you want. You get a chance. He said, and it's not just about sin. No, he restores my soul, meaning he refreshes me. Yeah.
That didn't even sound like a word, do it? But that's what he does.
He refreshes me. You know why? Because I don't need him to just do it one time. Well, if you're talking about salvation, I'm only getting saved once. But this is a life issue.
Amen.
There's different times in your life as a believer. You need God to restore you. Again, something came up that wasn't happening last week. Last year, I was going through something. I needed God to step in and restore, to reacclimate me once again. Things were going fine, but the Lord had to come back and do it again. Things weren't like they were before. Things happen. Things come up. Ain't that right? My health starts to go down. My vision starts to go down. Amen. Different things happen in my life. But God, he can still restore my soul. It always not mean because of my physical condition that can stop God from doing for what my soul needs.
He restores my soul. But it's not only that. It's not only that, but it's a walk. It's a life. And David says here, he says, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And there's something significant about that. Because the way he says it again, he says he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. His name. The connotation is that God does it for himself. His namesake means on his behalf. But see, and the interesting thing about that is that God don't need me. I need him. God don't need me. I need him. God don't need me, I need him. God does not need me, I need him.